The course of one afternoon at Cannae in Italy had killed upon the field more men than in any single battle in recorded history. In the end he had been defeated, but he had always escaped his pursuers. His armies had long since been disbanded, but he had still survived in those countries of the eastern Mediterranean that had not yet yielded to Rome. He had warned all their rulers that unless they continued to fight against Rome, they would all, one by one, lose their freedom. Now, at the close of his life, he lived at the village of Libissa on a quiet inlet from the sea leading towards the Bithynian capital, Nicomedia. Although Hannibal was the guest of Prusias, he had been careful to live outside the city, for he had no wish to call attention to himself. He knew that he'd been declared throughout the known world an enemy of the Romans, and that no man, no king, no country was allowed to give him shelter. Prusias, in far Bithynia, had dared to do so, thinking that his country was so remote from Rome, or even from its ever-growing shadow, that Hannibal could remain unobserved. The king needed the advice of this famous soldier statesman on the reorganization of his kingdom. Then Bithynia found itself engaged in a war with Pergamum, that prosperous city in Asia Minor which had become a client of the Roman state.